Well, I'm sweltering here and the internet is unstable. Yeah, your lack of sleep, you might not be on your best form.
No, I'm not.
No,
Full stop.
and it's very sticky. Then, well, we'll give it a go. We'll see how we go. And welcome to Izzy and Gina in Stitches, informal conversation about life in general and art and creativity in particular, with me, Izzy Moore.
And me, Gina Ferrari. Hello, Izzy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit hot. It's a bit hot and sticky. Summer has arrived. We've gone from winter straight into
I know.
Hot, sticky.
There was no nice spring or anything, was there? It was just like cold and horrid. And then boom.
Boom, hot.
Where are my summer clothes?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, but I'm okay. Yeah, just sort of pootling along still. Just having a pootle, doing some random things. Yeah. How about you? What are you
Sounds
up
good.
to?
Me? Well, what am I? I don't even know, to be honest. I tell you what I should be doing is getting ready for Open Studios, but I
Right.
really have got no incentive at the moment to do anything. I think partly because I'm very, very tired.
Yeah.
Some people will know I had a crazy weekend away in Luxembourg, which was
Yes.
brilliant in many, many aspects, but I have never been so exhausted. I kept saying,
Right.
I've had four children and I've still not been this exhausted, but it was lovely.
Are they easy to occupy? Or are they?
Well, they were, but they're little. They're very
Yeah.
little. So, you
Yeah.
know, Socrates was three in February and Electra isn't actually two yet.
Okay.
There's only 17 months between them.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were great because we traveled in the car, five of us in the car, drove
Yeah.
to Luxembourg on Friday. And
Yeah.
I'd driven to Ben's the night before and slept on an airbed. So that wasn't the best night. So then all day in the car.
Long way, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't as massive. I mean, I'm used to driving to Scotland. So I guess
Yeah,
it
okay.
wasn't as far as that.
Right, okay.
Actually, it's about 4.5 hours driving time from Calais, which wasn't too bad. And the tunnel went really smoothly. The children were lovely and on the journey. But, you know, there was five of us in a car. It was cramped and hot. And
Yes, yes.
but they were lovely. We literally got there. There was a drinks reception on the Friday night. So the kids were getting changed, out for a quick supper. They're both tired, you know. We
Yeah.
then Ben and I then took them and left Alexandra at the drinks reception, got them to bed so that I knew their bedtime routine.
Yes.
And then the next day we had got them up, took them to the park because
Yeah.
Alexandra had to have makeup and various things done. Got them back, got them dressed for the wedding, which
Yeah.
they looked adorable. They were gorgeous. Socrates, bless him, 3 years old, he sat with a friend, fortunately, during the wedding service because it was an hour-long Orthodox service in Romanian.
Right,
And
okay.
he was fascinated. He sat as good as gold. Electra was great for about 15 minutes. And then suddenly it was, Mummy! At which point she got put under my arm.
Yeah.
And I walked out in the middle of this wedding, this child going, Mummy! Walk down the street with her, thinking somebody's going to think I've abducted her. But we sat in the shade and we saw ducks, and then she fell asleep on my lap and she slept. So that's what she needed.
Oh, bless her.
And then that was great. And then we went to the wedding reception, drinks reception. And then before they sat down for the meal and speeches and everything, I took them back to the hotel in a taxi, which was
Sure.
interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, a bit of an adventure because then we got there. The taxi driver told me no, he would only take cash, having told me to take a card. So I had to find a cash machine with two babies.
Oh, with two babies, yeah.
Then got back to the hotel. Then Electra threw her water bottle in her bed, so we had to go and get clean, dry bedding for her.
Oh, no.
And it was like, do you want to go to bed? No. Okay, fine. We'll stay up. I don't care. I'm your grandmother. I can let you do what you like. They were both asleep by about 9:30, and
Yeah.
I just sort of sat in the room with a book till Bella and Alexandra got back at 1:30, and then we literally got up and then drove home the next day.
Gosh.
And I did some of the driving. So it was, yeah, exhausting. And I was
Yeah.
just about feeling normal. And then I didn't sleep last night. I'm like, oh, so anyway, that's me. That's why I'm not doing anything else.
Yeah. I've got to that point where I've had so many things that I've wanted to get to and art things that I've wanted to get to, but I've been so busy all year. And now I've got to the point where I could do them. Partly I've forgotten what it was they were I wanted to do. But also, I've lost any sort of creative sort of urge. I haven't got that feeling. It's almost like when I'm busy creating for other people, that's also when I'm generating ideas for myself.
Yeah.
And sort of saving them all up for a time when I'm not so busy. They've fizzled out. I don't know how to sort of regenerate them again. It's like I feel completely flat. I've got to, I forgot, and then I remember, I keep forgetting, remembering. I've got to do my accounts, because I think I'm still thinking that I've just got it done recently, but of course I didn't. It was because last year I accidentally deleted my spreadsheet, so I had to start again. Yeah, so I got them done later than I thought last year, which of course makes my brain think I've only just done them. But of course, no, that was last year. Yeah, so I've got to do them again because I need to change my payment on account, and we've got a meeting this week with our financial guy. So I need to tell him how much money I've got saved if I want to put anything into my pension for when I'm old. Sure. Or not. So I need to know how much I owe the Inland Revenue before I can tell him how much. And I've got until Thursday. And I just can't be bothered, but I've got to do it.
It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm sort of kicking against that, really. So I'm sort of just doing vague things. Just sort of vague poodling about. I've done some sort of, like, I'm doing my elderflower cordial.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my kombucha is doing something or other. I need to investigate that. I'm not quite... The last batch I made, I left it out of the fridge for slightly too long. It was highly explosive. That was quite funny.
Oh.
I cracked open a bottle and I thought, oh, here we go. So I put the lid back down and I thought, I'll just crack it open a little bit more, let a bit more gas out. And as I cracked it, it went bang.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I'm definitely wearing some of this mint and ginger mix. And then I sort of managed to get it outside onto the patio with a jug, and it was just going everywhere. And then I came back in and I realised it was actually on the ceiling as well and on some of the cupboards.
Oh, dear.
So I haven't dared bottle up the next batch, so I do need to investigate. And what else have I been doing? I have done a few sketchbooky things. I have got one thing I discovered the other day, which is for my Diversions and Discoveries later. I've done my Seascapes course. I had sort of tidied that all up a bit. And I've got some new people starting Seascapes, which is lovely.
That's good.
Because it's one of my favourite things. I just love the colours. And I love the fabrics. And I love, all the blues and the greens and the, like, the unbleached stuff and the papers and Hessian.
Sure.
Yeah, I just really like the materials and the colours, so it's one of my favourite ones. And when people have taken the course as well, what they produce, it just always looks fabulous. So that's a really nice one to do.
Yeah.
So that's up and running. So I'm still not teaching. I'm still, I'm still there, very much so.
Sure. Well, me too. Having said I'm going to stop, it's still going. Still happening.
Free motion people are still doing their thing because they've got a lot to get through. So some people are sort of approaching the end of that, even though I've sort of officially finished teaching. I've still got my eye on the ball, as it were, except everything just feels a little bit woolly and I just feel a little bit flat. And I think it's just, we've both been so busy. We're busy doing this. We're busy doing our newsletters all the time. We've both been busy teaching and doing other projects. And now it's the summer and you've got your allotment and I am going camping in the summer. So I want to make sure I get some sun, just a little bit every day, so that I'm not because otherwise I just burn. I can't go camping for several weeks and not.
Yeah, because you're outside, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just outside the whole time. So I've got to make sure I'm going outside a chunk of the day each day. And yeah, so it's a funny time of year.
I mean, it is partly this time of year because the sun starts to shine. And like you say, I want to be in the garden and I want to be on the allotment. And,
yeah,
you know, and I went into my studio the other day and I thought, right, I've got open studio. So I've tidied it up a bit. And I think, right, what work have I got to show? Maybe I'll do some new painting. I just couldn't be bothered. I just did not have the energy or the incentive to do it, really. But I think sort of what we're talking about, isn't it? Because it's like the ebb and flow, and it will happen. It's about accepting it.
Yeah.
And I think not beating yourself up when you...
Yeah. Because I did exams for so long at school, this time of year is, by now we were getting into the end of the exams because they start mid-May. And there's a good sort of 2 weeks in May, and then there's a little bit of a break, and then there's another, the first 2 weeks in June are flat out with the exams, and then it starts to taper off, and then you just get a few of the other years doing mock exams and things.
Yeah.
And so, and the sixth formers, they've all finished by now, and university's finished, and everything is sort of winding down in terms of learning new things and starting new things.
Yes, yeah.
So there's things like art festivals, like your open studios and that sort of thing. It's sure. Sort of the culmination of work at this time of year, isn't it? People are having little exhibitions, people,
yeah,
like, yeah, there's art fairs and that sort of thing. Nothing new is starting now, and people are going off on holiday. I'm still stuck in that sort of academic year where September is the beginning of things.
Yeah, I always feel September's like more like a new year than January, much more.
Yeah.
Fresh start. I mean, I think when you've taught, that happens.
I'm very aware that come September, I'm going to want to start. I've got a project I need to start creating and filming, and
right,
I need to be really careful because my creative energy, I know, will be back by then. And I don't want to get into the same situation in the autumn as I had in the spring, where I was just creating and for other people and editing and putting stuff out there and just being flat out busy the whole time and giving myself deadlines and ending up, woomph, having had this break, just not really doing anything for me and just going boom straight back into it in September after the summer holiday. So
yeah, it's tricky though, because I don't know about you, but unless I've got that creative drive, I don't feel like I want to be making films and teaching either. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So, you know, and then yes, you stop and you think, well, I'll do something for me, but then I don't want to do anything for me at the moment. It's kind of all got to go, which I don't know whether I just think for me, having said I'm going to not create any new classes. I mean, I've put all my classes out on offer this month. Hasn't been a huge interest, I have to say. So, which for me then confirms, well, why make new classes when there isn't a interest?
I don't think it's personal though, because my enrollments definitely changed from the last few years because people are out and about and they're doing things now. So I think online has changed.
We were talking about this, about online exhibitions, and they're not selling as well as they did 2-3 years ago. And I think it's, again, because we had a pandemic and it was very different.
Yeah.
But it's just making me think that, you know, obviously I don't want to be doing teaching. I am looking to retire, but then I've got to keep this. I still want to be making things and creating things and perhaps working on my art. But yeah, so I've just got to find that energy from somewhere. Don't know where at the moment. Yeah.
But it's interesting what you said, that they go hand in hand, that doing things well, it's all creative. So that creative energy, we are sort of splitting it two ways, aren't we, between ourselves and other people. And when that creative energy comes, that's when it comes. That's it. And in a way, that's all we've got in that moment. So if we put it all into, it's like having two buckets. If we put it all into one bucket, then of course we're not going to have anything left for the other bucket. And we can't, it's like sort of filling the buckets while the hose is running, while the tap is running. And when the tap turns off, like it has now, we can't fill any buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're going to do anything for ourselves, we sort of have to do it while that tap is running.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's then juggling it with the other stuff. you got to fill both buckets at the same time.
Do you know, that's such a great analogy, because we don't have water on the allotment. And last night I was trying to fill up bottles to take over there. And as I was filling one up, it was overflowing and I was trying to get into the other one. And then I knocked the first one over. That was exactly it. And then I think, right, switch it off. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's then about, well, recognizing that that tap is not going to be flowing all the time. We're not going to feel creative all the time. Because it is like an energy, isn't it? It's that urge to create.
Yeah.
And I think we both naturally get that boost at Christmas as well, don't we? We talked about that before, where
we
suddenly have an urge to make all the things, do all the homemade food, as well as all the gifts, as well as finishing off our own projects.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Usually. Yeah.
Yeah,
I always think that. Why don't you start this in the summer? But no, it's you haven't got that drive. It's not there.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, and you can't force it because it's nebulous, isn't it? It's not something I think you can. You can definitely have discipline, and you can definitely show up, and you can definitely do something. But I think that feeling of being inspired, you can't really predict when that's going to be. You can't switch that on and off when you want.
No, you can't make it happen, can you?
Mm. No, I think there's a difference between just showing up and doing something, because they talk about, like, writers, you just show up, you write your 1,000 words, even if it's drivel, and then you've done it. Because somewhere along the way it builds the habit, but somewhere there might be something wonderful in what you've done. And it's sort of building that creative muscle.
Yeah, and I guess it works with art. You know, you do show up, you do something, but you may be not doing anything exciting. You can't predict when that exciting thing's going to happen. And I guess it's like you say, you know, churning up and writing every day. If you're doing something every day, it keeps you rolling over, I suppose, and keeps you in that habit, rather than just going completely flat, not doing anything, and then having to come back to it. But it's up, you know, it does go in these sort of ebbs and flows. And it's like when you've done something really good, really brilliant, creative, and then you think, oh, I'm never going to do anything that good again. And you just have to trust this is a cycle, and you will have moments where you do nothing and moments where you're doing mediocre stuff. And then very occasionally a little flash of brilliance, but you hope.
Yes. I think as well, for me, there's definitely that feeling that if I'm not doing something, therefore I am not artist, I am not a creative person. And this is where social media isn't helpful. You look at it and you think, well, other people are doing all these things and I am doing nothing. I've got nothing to show. And then there's that guilt. So yesterday was my birthday and it was really hot. What do you want to do? Mm. I just want to lie on the sofa and read a book. You know, just stay indoors.
Do it.
But I thought, oh, maybe I should just go and do something in a sketchbook, just do a little bit of colouring in, get some felt tips or something. Why? Do you want to? I just want to read a book. But I still felt slightly uneasy. It's weird. I don't know. It's partly because of having this sort of, we're quite visible, aren't we? It feels like everyone's watching what we're doing. They're not, but it feels like
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But there is that feeling that someone might say, oh, what have you got to show for yourself, Isabel? What have you been doing? Especially if I've been asking other people to create things. And then what have I got to show? There's a little bit of, it's funny feelings about it. Really.
It's odd, isn't it? It was like yesterday that I did a really old lady thing. It was Red Cross Open Gardens locally here. And we'd been out the evening before and a couple of friends were talking about it and Stuart was at work. So I thought, oh, yeah, I'll go. And then I ended up meeting these friends. So the five of us were going around these two gorgeous gardens, which was a lovely thing to do. And then I just felt bad about my own garden, which is a mess. But it was lovely. But back in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I should have a sketchbook. I should be drawing. I should be working at this. Why? It was Sunday afternoon. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon. Yeah. just enjoy the gardens.
Yeah. I did have a little glimmer of a thought this morning. We were walking through the woods and the honeysuckle is out. So the flowers are beautiful. And I thought I would like to go back with a sketchbook and draw the shapes. That thought went through my mind as we stopped and smelt the flowers and looked at the honeysuckle. But will I? I might. I'll get some of my accounts done and then I might treat myself to a little walk in the woods. But I've also been bitten as well because it's really buggy in there at the moment. I might do something later.
That's the problem. Yeah, I need to sit down and think open studios and what to do for that. Yeah. Have I got work I can frame?
When it gets nearer, will you kick into gear?
Well, again, about 2 weeks before. That's my period. Yeah. I haven't got much time though. I'm busy going out and doing various things and sort of a lot of stuff with mum at the moment, which literally got straight back from Luxembourg. I can't remember what happened the next day. Oh yeah, it was my stepdaughter's birthday, so we went over there, and Logan, who's six, had a day off school, and without his little sister there, it was full on nanny do this, nanny do that, ah, look at this. I'm thinking, no,
I just want to sit and have a cup of tea.
And he was lovely, and it's lovely just to have him without his little sister bugging him. But yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, we've pretty much between us spent the day sorting out my mother's blocked toilet. It's very glamorous, isn't it? The life of an artist. anyway. And days are just filled.
Yeah, exactly. This week, what have I got? All right, today I'm doing this, and then I'm going to edit this, and I'll write my newsletter. Tomorrow, I've got a haircut. And then I think I'm going to a yoga class. So that would be nice and relaxing. That's in the evening. Wednesday, I've got the dentist. And then I've got an art group online meeting, which I might skip because I don't know if I'm going to need it. I'm just having a tiny little bit of a tooth filled, just a cosmetic thing.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm going to need an injection or not. He said you might not. And I thought, at which point do I decide I do need some pain relief?
Yeah, when it's like, what is this pain?
So if I do, then I might skip the art meeting. And then we meet at Wednesday afternoon. We are meeting friends from Yorkshire. And we lived in Yorkshire over 25 years ago. We've seen one of them. We've seen him since he came down for something when I say a few years ago, it was about 20 years ago. But I haven't seen her. They're older than us anyway. And I haven't seen her since I was in my 20s, basically, in my late 20s. Wow. It's been so long. So that's going to be fun.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, and then daughter's going away on Thursday overnight. So I've got to take her to the station. And then on the Friday, I've got to go and collect her back again. And we've got this financial board we're talking to. So that's my week. You know, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, mine's pretty similar. It's just life gets in the way, doesn't it? Yeah. And then you think, right, I've got this couple of hours. What am I going to do with it? And then I don't do anything.
No, by the time you get to it, you think, oh, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, first things, I haven't even done posters and things, you know, advertising.
Do they create some for you?
There's a generic poster and I've got some of those up, and we all get a box of 60 guides, and I've managed to distribute all of my guides. So I have done some things, but really I need a personal poster about my open studios, which I've not done.
Sure.
Yeah. They give us like frames to use on Canva that we can do on social media, but I need to sit down and work out how to use it. I couldn't actually get my picture in the frame the other day, so I gave up. I think, well, read the notes and find out how to do it, and then you'll be all right. But I just haven't done that yet. That's on my list of things to do.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, my list of things to do is doing my accounts and looking after the people on my courses and tidy. I did tidy up all my stuff from France. How long have we been back? 4 weeks? It was it was still sitting on the floor. All the pens and things I took away with me. It was just, I'd been stepping over it for 4 weeks.
And then you stop seeing it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. it's a habit, step over it. And then I thought, where's that little basket I started making while I was there? And I had a complete blank. My brain was just empty. Where is it? Have I seen it since? What happened to it? And I suddenly remembered I thought, I know, it's in the car. We've got these little cubby holes underneath the floor mats. It was in there. So I might do a little bit of my basket.
Hidden it.
Yeah, I'd hidden it. Hidden it from the customs people. Whoa, what is this pine basket? So it's an odd, well, we are having a, I don't know. It sort of ebbs and flows, isn't it, of creativity. And we're in that down.
Creative ebb.
Yeah, but we will be back, won't we? We will.
Full of energy.
Yeah, back full of energy.
We're promising that.
Yeah.
Shall we finish quickly with the diversions and discoveries? We'll make it a quick one rather than us moaning about our lack of creativity.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a very quick one. My one's a really useful one, and it is a creative one-ish. I've been sticking things in my sketchbook, and I like being able to write over it. I thought what I need is some sort of clear gesso. You look online clear gesso, something with a tooth that you can write over. It's really expensive. So I don't know how I got to it. I saw a recipe for homemade clear gesso. I thought, right, hit me with it. Brilliant. What is it? And you use 4 parts of PVA or craft glue,
uh-huh.
2 parts cool water, 1 part corn flour. Or cornstarch, not like polenta, but you know, cornstarch.
Cornstarch.
I think talc as well, because I think it's more or less the same thing. And so you mix the starch with the water first into like a slurry, and then you mix in the glue, mix it all up.
Okay.
Bish bash bosh. Yeah. So the starch takes the sheen off the glue, and it does seem to work. Anyway, so that's my discovery. How about you?
I haven't got a discovery. However, I did have a quote. It was on Instagram, Susan McCreevy. It was just, be happy for this moment, for this moment is your life. And I thought, that's a good one to remember when you've got these ebbs and flows, because this is what it is now. So let's just enjoy what we're doing now and trust that it comes back. I thought it was a nice one to sort of remember when you're feeling like I should be doing something else. No, let's just enjoy what you're doing now.
Yeah, because the past has already gone. The future hasn't happened yet. All we've got is now.
Absolutely. So that's me, because I'm just so tired.
Need to go and have a nap.
Oh, I don't know what it is I've got to do today. Washing, yeah.
Put some laundry on. Yeah, I need to go put some laundry on as well. And then just take your time, you know, pegging it out, just listening to the birds and...
Yeah, I often think that when I peg out washing, because it's just, I think, oh, this is boring, it takes so long. And you think, no, just enjoy the moment. So thank you very much for listening, everybody, to us ramble on about what we're not doing rather than what we are doing. I hope you'll come back and join us in a couple of weeks, where we still don't know what we're talking about in a couple of weeks' time, do we? But hopefully with a bit more energy, both of us.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, you can find us on our websites, isabelmoore.co.uk and ginaferrari-art.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, I burnt my birthday cake.
That's no good.
I've never, ever burnt a cake in my life on the bottom. Took it out of the oven, put it on the hob, went in to put some washing on. She said, I smell burning. The gas was still lit.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
So it was a tray bake, luckily. So I took off the two ends and just sliced off the burnt bit on the middle bit. That's in the freezer for another time. It's a bit smoky. And we ate the two ends. Never done that before. 's for listening. If you like the music, it's by Ixon, and you can find it at soundcloud.com/Ixon, and the link is also in the show notes.